Hello? Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, we are making treatment sexy today. That is the title of our episode, Making Treatment Sexy, because it can be. It can be. Recovery can be sexy. And I know it's hard to believe because a lot of people think, oh, treatment for sexual compulsivity, that's really sex negative. And in reality, it's not. It is one of the most sex positive things you will ever do for your life, okay? Because you don't have a true sexuality anymore. We are trying to get people into their authentic selves and to a place of sexual healing and sexual identity that can be shared erotically and intimately with their partner. This is about the sexiest thing you can do in this life, okay? Recovery is sexy. It sounds to your disease of addiction like it's repressive because guess what? It takes away from the addiction because we don't want to feed or fuel that in any way. And of course, in early recovery, when we are separating the individual from the disease of addiction, when there is that period of separation, yeah, it feels like a loss. Okay, your addiction is going to tell you, oh, this is repressive. This is sex negative. What's wrong with me touching myself? What's wrong with just a little bit of such and such porn? It's going to rationalize. Okay, it is going to try to shift you back into denial. It's going to try to woo you and get you back in its good graces, right? It's going to tell you, I'm your friend. Look at all these things that I do for you. I calm your anxiety. I do this, I do that. I help you cope. I make you feel like a man for 30 seconds. You know, all of these things. And it's such a lie. And so early on, it is so important to have separation from the disease and the sexual acting out behavior and anything that could trigger that sexual acting out behavior. Okay? Yes, that's true. That's true. But the last thing we want anyone to do is to shift or swing into any type of sexual anorexia. That is not the goal because that is equally dysfunctional as sexual acting out. Okay, it's equally dysfunctional for the individual and for any relationship they find themselves in. Okay, and especially for betrayed partners because they were neglected in your disease and then they're neglected in your recovery, which is really unfair, right? So we're not trying to swing into anything repressive or, you know, any type of like sexual anorexia or shutdown. Okay, but what we are trying to do is create time and space for healing. Okay. And once you have time and space, both abstinence and recovery, and oftentimes we are talking about the first 1 year of recovery. Okay. Once you have time, well, I'll say 1 year of abstinence. Okay. And there should be some significant recovery that has taken place during that time. And so once we're there, we start looking at, okay, is the couple ready for any type of reintegration, reconnection? Have they done a formal disclosure, which we'll talk about in, you know, some future episodes? You know, are they on, or have they both come to a place of healing where they know in their mind, in their heart, in their gut, and in their body that they're ready to move forward? Okay. And this is the exciting part, because this is so sexy. It is where you've got two independent adult humans that can turn towards each other, hold emotional space, be honest, be open, be vulnerable, be truthful no matter what. And they can also trust each other with their sexual selves. You know, once they can start to explore and identify, like, who am I sexually? What type of sexual being am I? With the addiction gone, what do I really like? What do I like? What do I not like? What am I interested in? What am I not interested in? What is my partner interested in? What are they not interested in? You know, finding things that are mutually, you know, stimulating and exciting and enjoyable, and really doing things like looking in each other's eyes. I mean, you talk about vulnerable, you talk about honest, looking in each other's eyes, you know, noticing where you hold hurt, letting your partner touch that spot on you where you're carrying hurt or anxiety or pain or suffering. Let them touch it. Let them know it. Let them empathize. Shared connection. Okay. Beautiful sexual experiences that go far, far beyond an orgasm. Okay. It's about intimacy. It's about truth. It's about touch. It's about connection. It's about shared experience with two present nervous systems, two present and engaged nervous systems that can truly get every ounce of joy and pleasure out of that experience. Like, what is not sexy about this? I want to know. I want you to write into me if you think anything I just said was not sexy. All right, tell me. I know it might be scary as hell if you're not in recovery, but it is sexy, okay? Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. And if you're not in a committed relationship, guess what? There is this beautiful opportunity before you start to date again, before you start to court, before you start to move into that romance. You get to identify your sexuality, your sexual self. You get to have sexual healing, okay? And you get to know your body, experience your body in a way that is not, you know, triggering any type of, you know, sexual acting out behavior or triggering any need to go back to like cataloged experiences in your brain from addictions past. Okay. And this is also just equally beautiful. And it is setting you up to know that you are a worthy, you know, special individual who is ready for any type of relationship that they desire to pursue. Okay. This is all very individualized stuff, but I am telling you that it is beautiful. It is sexy. And so, yes, if you're thinking like, oh my God, I don't want to go to therapy today. You think about how sexy it is on the other side next year. Okay. You think about laying next to your partner, you know, feeling their heartbeat against you, you know, feeling their breath. Okay. All of the beautiful sensual touch that you will have while you talk about things that you like and don't like. Okay. Real connection, real intimacy. Think about that. Because if that's something you want, you go to therapy. If that's something you want, you go to your 12-step meetings. If that's something you want, then yes, you put alcohol and drugs in your inner circle. You know, if these are the things you want, fight for it. Fight for it. Recovery's not easy. It is a war. It is a battle. Okay? So you put on your armor. You look towards the future. You look towards all of this beauty and sexuality that is waiting for you on the other end, and you go into battle every day. And, you know, I know that it is a lot of just showing up, showing up, showing up, as they say in the rooms, keep coming back, keep coming back. That might feel mundane in the moment, but I'm telling you, there's so much richness in sexuality on the other end of that, okay? So I am here to tell you that treatment and abstinence and recovery is the sexiest, most sex positive thing on the face of the earth. So I hope you can get that into your head, you know, for the recovering addicts and also, you know, for the betrayed partners who are also trying to drop into either for the first time or again find their sexual identity. This is so important. So important, guys. And it's a part of the recovery process. You know, erotic intelligence, it is part of the therapeutic process. It's all about timing and it's all about brain chemistry. It's all about, you know, what stage and phase are you in the recovery process? And when do we reintegrate all of this or integrate it for the first time? All right, guys, I hope this is exciting to you. I hope that you can't wait to get into treatment.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre- and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.